This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Central College, The Brew, George's and Windmill Cafe, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley USA, Golf Cars of Iowa in Pleasant Hill, and U.S. Bank in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Verduft Agency, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Allen Family Dentistry, Witten Construction, and Scott Van Tassel with Edward Jones. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the keys to a healthy, active life? In the sixth part of a special 10-part in-depth series on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Trish Worrell with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Well, Trish, our listening audience can't see this, but behind you in the gym, kids are playing basketball, they're playing catch. It's a lot of fun just to watch the kids move and play, isn't it? And you can see it every day.
Yeah, it is. And we've had a lot of kids here in the last few months, and that it is fun to see that, you know, kids are being active, staying active. And, you know, the recreation center is a place to come and hang out, you know, while you can be active and still have fun. So that is a fun thing for us to see here at the recreation center.
And they're totally unplugged.
Correct. Yes, they are.
They're not, you know, hooked to a computer, hooked
yep.
to television.
Yes.
They're hooked to basketballs.
That's right.
And baseballs
yes.
and swimming. And
back to the basics of growing up the way that you and I remember growing up.
Well, that's right. And you know what? They probably have, you know, little gaming devices in their backpacks that are there, but they're not playing them. They're choosing to do something
right,
else.
Right. Isn't that a good thing to see?
Yeah. So it's the natural alternative and much better for them, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
How do we get them interested, and then how do we teach them the importance of maintaining an active life?
You know, isn't it all about example? I mean, really, like anything else in life, the example that's set before us is the trends that we tend to follow. So I do think that it starts with us as adults making, you know, making good choices and helping them set their habits, you know, setting that before them so that they see and we lead by example. And, you know, hopefully that's something that they've grown up with so they follow in those footsteps.
Well, there's something creative to play. Play is important
mm-hmm,
for the
mm-hmm.
kids.
Yeah, it's got to be fun. But, you know, that's the same not just for kids but for adults too. You know, when I meet with people for an exercise program, one of the first things I ask is what do they enjoy doing? Because if it's not fun, they're not going to stick with it. So there has to be a certain element of this is something that I can enjoy over time or, you know, basically it almost becomes a punishment even for us as adults. Oh, I hate to exercise. I hate to sweat. Whatever the mindset is, if we don't get over that, we're not going to continue to do that either. So with kids, you know, finding something that they enjoy, whether it's, you know, basketball, whether it's just maybe it's not even basketball as a formal sport, but hey, I enjoy going and dribbling the ball around the court and seeing how many times I can dribble with my right hand and seeing how many times I can dribble with my left hand. And, you know, just finding some kind of that creative play that's fun, but you know what? They're also staying active while they're doing that. I think there's a lot of correlations between the whole aspect of fun from adults to kids. We as adults still like to have fun too.
Right, and sometimes exercise isn't fun anymore just, if we don't do it
just
right.
Flat out sometimes just gets monotonous, and we think, I'm just done with this for a while. I need a break.
And sometimes it actually hurts.
Sometimes right? It does, yes.
Your old shoulder joints or something.
Yep.
It's tough to...
Yep, and there's just, you know, I could speak on so many different, I could take this so many different avenues, but one of the things as far as the element of fun, you know, anything that we do, the repetition, the same routine over and over and over for a period of time, that's going to get monotonous to anybody. And that's one of the key things, I think, with fitness and with exercise that, hey, when you start to recognize, okay, this, I'm kind of getting bored here. Boom, that's your light bulb moment to say, I need to change something up. I need to either start a new form of exercise. I need to get a buddy. I need to change from land fitness to water fitness. I need to get a personal trainer. I need to do something to change it up. Because if you let it become boring and you let it not get get to the point that it's not so enjoyable, that's when you're going to stop, and that's when it's going to be, you know, that falling off the wagon, if you will, as far as your routine with exercise and fitness.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Extras Consignment in Pella, Marion County Bank, Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton, Topaz Styling Salon in Pella, and Crown Pharmacy. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting kniakrls.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Walmart, Crossroads of Pella, Whiskas Group, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Kevin Wadley, CPA.
I continued my conversation about being healthy and active with Trish Worrell with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Well, for those that haven't been here, one of the groups that has that I see that has as much fun here as the kids are the folks that are pretty much up there in years. They're having a lot of fun with some of the stuff that they do, aren't they?
Yes, they do. And you know what great examples. And I tell you, some of those, I'll say ladies and gentlemen, because we do have, you know, we have both age groups and both male and female, quite a few people that are well into their 70s, into their 80s and older, that are very, very faithful attendees of the Recreation Center. And, you know, what a great way to maintain your independence. You know, what a great way to, you know, to keep that social part of it. Because exercise should be social. And a lot of these people come in about the same time every day, and they're with the same or similar group of people. And so if they're not there for a couple of days, they're being checked on. Hey, I missed you at your exercise class today. I missed you in Aquasize. I missed you in Silver Sneakers. You know, there's that accountability. That's one of the things that I also talk about. You got to find that. You got to find a buddy. You got to find somebody with similar goals in mind to help keep you motivated and going. So what a, you know, they are just such great examples of how we should really try to strive to age gracefully.
Well, I've spoken with a lot of these folks before, and their goal is just to keep moving.
Yeah.
It isn't any, for a lot of folks, it's not competition
no.
level stuff. It's just flexibility, movement.
Independence is a big one that I hear, and that is so true. And one of the great things about the Recreation Center is having the indoor pool here for you know, people, whether it's an injury that they're recovering from. We have several people that rehab in the water, whether it's knees or hips or shoulders, and the impact of floor exercise or land exercise is a little too much, so they use the water as a form of therapy to get back into just getting better. Pass their injury back into, you know, their normal routine. So
more in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Lytton State Bank, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Marion County Public Health, and the Knoxville Recreation Center. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Lauterbach Buick GMC, Advantage Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Knoxville Raceway, and William Penn University. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about being healthy and active with Trish Worrell with the Knoxville Recreation Center. Well, yeah, and there's people that I've I've spoken with that are recovering from heart attacks, that have had serious, knee injuries, and so rehabilitation's also.
Yeah. What motivates people is very individualized. An injury can motivate you. A health scare can motivate you. A fitness challenge can motivate you. Oh my goodness, I'm not going to buy the next size of clothing can motivate you. So you just have to find, what is that within you that motivates you? Because if you're, when we talk about exercise and fitness, a lot of times we are talking about losing weight, but really we should just be talking about improving our health, because that should be, in my opinion, that should be, at the top of the list. And that's the ultimate goal, is to live healthier lives, to live longer lives, to maintain our independence, and to be as pain-free as possible, because we are continuing, like you said, about, just keeping movement, keeping the flexibility, and keeping the pain out of our bodies. So
what are the aspects of maintaining a healthy life that the Rec Center fulfills?
As a recreation center, we're going to focus mostly on, all of the exercise components. We have a variety of classes, both in the gym and in the water. We have our weight room. We have our cardio room. We also have a circuit room now that for people that like to exercise a little bit more privately, where we have medicine balls and stability balls and just dumbbell free weights. So as far as the exercise portion, we've got that covered. I would hope that we have a little bit of the accountability covered with, let's say, the fitness classes, because we do try to create that atmosphere of, fun, social, but yet we're going to work out together and exercise. So hopefully we're kind of tapping in a little bit to the accountability part of it. As far as, there's a certain amount of challenge and drive that someone has when they come in and say, okay, I'm dedicated, I'm motivated, I'm ready to get started, help me out. And we offer different fitness challenges. The next one that we're going to offer is the TECH training, and TECH stands for Transform, Empower, and Commit. So it's transform your mind, empower your body, and commit to change. And that's really just kind of, it's a six-week class where we're really going to be pushing you. We're really going to challenge you physically. And a lot of people need that, in order to feel successful or continue on that path. We have a lot of great resources outside of the recreation center within our community, with a Hy-Vee dietitian, and I know the hospital does some different workshop sometimes on nutrition. Nutrition is key. It is absolute key. You can come in here and you can exercise all you want, but if you're not following up with the right amount of nutrition, it's going to be really, really hard to achieve your goals long term. So those are some things outside of the recreation center within the community that you really need to add to this overall picture of health and wellness.
Yeah, nutrition's part of it, isn't it?
It is. It's a key part. And it is a hard part for people. I think more than anything, the organizing part of it for people is the most challenging. We all know how to eat right. I could sit here and name off all of the food groups and the most popular foods, and I know that, we've all heard that before. I think it comes down to the organization of it all that gets very overwhelming for people. And we talked earlier about habits, and it's totally about fighting those habits that we have created over how long of a period of time to change, to set forth new habits. And I think that's one of the hardest things.
New habits.
Yes.
Most of my new habits are not good.
What is it? Don't they say something about you have to do something 21 days consecutively before it becomes a habit?
And we want it to be a good habit.
Yes, yes. I think I have heard that timeline before. So it's a challenge for everybody. It is, and it's just a matter of setting forth, being committed, and being consistent. Whatever you're doing, be consistent in that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Twyla Wilson Sales Director Shackley Corporation, Sandals Lounge, 3M Manufacturing of Knoxville, Iowa Realty, and Hy-Vee in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Don's Heating and Cooling, Knoxville Edward Jones offices of Kerry Garcia, Matt Kissinger, and Adam Norris, Mark Ellingson with VSR Financial, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, and Empower Health, Pella's Health Food Store.
I continued my conversation about being healthy and active with Trish Worrell with the Knoxville Recreation Center.
Well, we've spoken a lot about body and exercise, but what you're telling me is that it's not so much about the body as it's about the mind.
Absolutely. I think that's very true. I really like a lot of the fitness quotes and the motivational quotes. I love all of those sayings, and there are several you can find online. I've actually been including some of those fitness quotes on the fitness calendars that we've been putting out, and send a little bit around the facility too, because I think it is a mental thing as much as it is a physical thing.
So how do we transform our minds?
I can't answer that for everybody. I can only answer that maybe for myself. I think it's a daily thing. It's a daily renewing of that mind and saying, okay, what am I going to commit to today? I think sometimes if we think too far out in life, that can be really overwhelming. And then we think we have to have our life planned out. So we think we have to have our exercise planned out from now until the end of time, or from now until goal weight, which, you know, is going to be so different and constantly changing. So I think it's a daily renewing of that mind, a daily motivation. What are you going to find to motivate you today? Is it reading an article? Is it reading a fitness quote or motivational quote of some sort? Is it going to be writing out your meal plan for the day? What motivates you? I think you have to find that. What is a little bit fun? Is it couponing? I'm going to coupon for, you know, good deals at the grocery store so that I can eat right. Some people find that very enjoyable. I just think you have to find what works for you.
Are people intimidated if they've got big goals ahead? Let's say somebody, I mean, for some people, 10 pounds is a big goal. For some people, 50 pounds is a big goal. And it just seems like so far in the distance. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
I do think people get overwhelmed with setting too big of goals. Another thing, when I meet with people for the first time, I try to get them to think about, what do you want to accomplish this week? You know, what is your goal 2 weeks from now? I'm interested in what their long-term goal is, but I'm more interested in what their immediate goal is, because if we don't find those little successes along the way, we're going to get discouraged, and then again, we're going to quit, we're going to give up. You know, and I think that is with anything in life. When we try and try and try and try and try, and we say, oh, I just can't ever reach that goal, I give up, I quit. So my job, I feel like one of my jobs here is to help people see the big picture and help people see that, you know, maybe 2 weeks ago, you walked a mile in 17 minutes. But this week, you walked a mile in 15 minutes. I mean, that's a huge goal. That's 2 minutes off of your time. So that is progress. Maybe that scale didn't move, but you can say, hey, my endurance is improving and my strength is improving. I want to give people something to hold on to keep them going. And it's not always about the scale. And I do think that people get hung up on the scale is my only measure of progress.
So what are some of our other measures? I mean, so the scale is a pretty good one, but also I guess what you're saying is that if you show an improvement along any dimension, that's
yep.
a goal?
Absolutely. Okay. And I try to get people to log, you know, write your workouts down, you know, whether it's a time goal or a distance goal. If you have a time goal, then say, okay, I'm going to go 20 minutes today. How far can I go? And track that. Track that every time that you come in. And then a week from now, where are you at? 2 weeks from now, where are you at? So that's going to show an improvement in strength and or endurance. Body fat percentage. A lot of times you'll watch, you know, mild changes in body fat percentage before you'll see a change in the scale. Inches. How do my clothes fit? One of my favorite things to tell people is, you know, if you liked the way you looked, you would not care what that scale said. You'd never even step on it because you wouldn't care. So it's really more about, how do I feel energy-wise? How do I feel about myself? How are my clothes fitting? How's my energy level? You know, those are some of the things I really want people to focus on more than just the scale.
Well, as we're wrapping this up, more people coming in. It looks like parents playing basketball with their kids. Families coming together. It's
yeah,
just
isn't
really
that
fun.
That's
here
one of the most fun things for me to watch. And we do have some parents that come in and, you know, just shoot hoops with their kids and, you know, maybe play a little bit of ball. And those are fun things for me to see here at the Recreation Center.
Well, yeah, this little fella here can't even dribble. He's got a volleyball, but he's chasing it around.
Yep.
While his mom and sister are shooting baskets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to see, isn't it?
And it's wonderful. Any last words of advice for people?
I'll refer to my latest motivational quote that's on my on the fitness calendar now, and it says, "The hardest thing about exercise is to start. Once you start exercising regularly, the hardest thing to do is stop." And I like the little word in there, regularly, because I think that if people do start to exercise on a regular basis, you feel so much better and you have so much more energy that when you do stop exercising, you go, oh, I just don't feel as good. I need to get in there and do something. I need to walk. I need to move. I need to do something. So I do think that, you know, if you just get started, that is one of the best things to do. Just start with today and, you know, progress one day forward at a time.
Thanks to Trish Worrell for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.